Jonathan is one of our ministers here, and he's going to come and lead us in this next part and do the dedication of KD. Thanks, Jonathan.
Good morning. Morning. Welcome to you. As Ricky said, my name's Jonathan. I'm one of the ministers here, and it's just so fantastic for all of you to come and to celebrate with Sue and Kev, and in particular KD, on this very, very special day, as KD is dedicated, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. From a personal perspective, I have to say it's a real privilege to be part of this service and to be involved in this dedication. Kev and Sue, KD and all the family are very, very precious to both myself and Susan. And we've journeyed with them over many years, but particularly over the last few years. And so it's just wonderful to be able to come this morning and give thanks for that precious little life, which is KD, the miracle that she is, and just the wonderful blessing, as Ricky said, that she is to not only Sue and Kevin, the family, but to their friends and to us as a church family as well. If you're visiting with us today, you may not have ever set foot in a church, or you may be involved in a different tradition. And as Ricky kind of introduced what we're doing this morning, I just want to say that a dedication service is really all about thanksgiving. We're giving thanks this morning. Kev and Sue are bringing KD to be dedicated because they're giving thanks to God for the miracle that is KD, for that wonderful gift of life that is KD. But they're also acknowledging that KD isn't their sole property, that actually it's a gift from God. And so they want to give thanks to God amongst their family and friend and their church family for who KD is and all that God has put within her. They also recognize that that God is sovereign over their lives, and so it is that they want to come and stand before you, their family and friends, but also stand before their church family and make some promises before God in the way in which they hope to bring up KD as well in their faith. So I'd like to ask Kev and Sue to come up with KD. Would you like to come up on the stage? Yeah. Now, I have to say, she looks absolutely wonderful today. This is her dedication dress, a very special dress today, wasn't it? It's new. Yeah, brilliant. They look fantastic. So welcome, welcome. And so it is that Sue and Kev have come here today because they want to give thanks to God for the gift of KD. They're doing so because they recognize that KD isn't their sole property, but she belongs to Father God, who has entrusted her into their care. They also recognize that as grandparents, as nanny and granddad, they have responsibilities before God, and so they want to make public promises that they will commit themselves to bring KD up in the Christian faith and to seek to teach her that faith as best they can with all their love, support, prayers, and care. And also we together, as family and as friends, as their church family as well, we're here to stand with them in the presence of God and to offer our support and our friendship to this little lady here, to KD and her family. But we're also here, aren't we, to join with Sue and Kev to share our faith in Jesus Christ in the hope and that great assurance that when she is ready, that she will come to follow Jesus for herself. She's an absolute sweetie, isn't she? Sue said that she would like to share a few words just at the start, and so I'd just like to invite Sue now to share some words.
First of all, on behalf of me and Kev, we would like to thank all our friends, our family, and our church family for coming here today to share with us on this special occasion on KD's dedication. We are so pleased we've got a little Brogan here with us too. As many of you know, for the last 3.5 years, our lives have been full of emotions. Some days laughing and joyous, others, and many others, heart-wrenching and can be tearful. We thank so many of you who have walked with us on this journey for the love, the support, gifts, including those of financial gifts, and messages of encouragement. When any child is born, it's a miracle of life. With our Katie, we believe that she's a miracle twice over. Once when she was born, and then when she survived the tragic devastation back in June 2015. Each day we look at Katie and thank God for all that he has done for her through the doctors, nurses, physio, and all the other people that have helped her. We believe it's the power of prayer that Katie is who she is today. Again, we thank everyone for their prayers and support for Katie as well as ourselves. Life has been and still can be very tough and have different challenges, but Katie's smile makes it all worthwhile. It's easy to have faith when everything is good and running smoothly, but having that deeper faith when you just don't know how to get through the day or even the hour is what we've found, but by the grace of God, we've coped. So many of you here today, including our fellowship and leadership of Rayleigh Baptist Church, has helped us carry us through such times so that we can unite today and stand in God's strength to acknowledge all that our Father has done and given us. Katie loves Jesus. She knows he lives in the sky and that others go and live up there with him. She knows Jesus gives us the sunshine, including today, and how he helps to make people better, including our prayers for Scott, who, as already mentioned, sadly isn't here today due to her ill health. If you do think Katie looks beautiful today, which we do, but then we're biased anyway, we would like to thank Beryl Holt, who gave her a financial gift to buy a special dress for today. Katie still has a long way to go to recover from some physical aspects in her life, but we know God is with her each step of the way. We will be promising as grandparents and standing as her legal guardians to support her in all that she is now and forever. An exceptional thank you to our other daughter, Paige, who has walked the walk and talked the talk with us. She really is our rock. Katie just loves and adores her. Obviously, so do we, but thank you, Paige. Lastly, may God bless each one of you as you share this special service with us this morning. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Sue. So before we come to our promises, let's just pray. Let's just close our eyes and pray. So living Lord, you are the source of all life. No one is born and no one dies without your knowledge or outside of your love. And we thank you today for Katie, for her life and all of the potential which rests in her. We thank you for the love which brought her to life and which continues to surround her today. We know how much she depends on those who care for her, but we believe that you will give Sue and Kev, Nanny and Grandad, and all of her family all the wisdom, patience, skill and love which they need. We thank you for all the gifts and talents which will be revealed in Katie as she grows older, and we present her to you now with all of our thanks and our praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a very short reading before we get on to the promises. It says in Mark 10, 13, 16, this wonderful picture of how important children are to Jesus. And it says this: people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples, they rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. And these words are really important to us because they remind us that children are special in God's sight, in Jesus' sight. But these words are also a great reminder to us that God loves each and every one of us, whether we're really young or whether we're less young. But the message here from Jesus is that we will never enter the kingdom unless we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, unless we trust in him with an uncomplicated faith and an unconditional trust. God has many blessings to bestow on our wonderful children, but on each and every one of us as well. And so it is, Sue and Kev, Nanny and Grandad. Do you this morning thank God for the gift of Katie? And do you promise to trust God to help you as grandparents as you care for her? Will you promise to try with God's help to share with Katie your understanding of the Christian faith through what you say and what you do? Great. And will you promise to bring Katie up within the community of the church, this church family? We will. Brilliant. That's great news. As Brogan's up here as well. That's fantastic. As a family, that's absolutely wonderful. You, as family and friends, as church family, are also here to support Kev and Sue and Katie and Brogan. So what I'd like to do is invite you to stand if you're willing and able, because I've got some questions that I'd like to ask you all. And firstly, I'll address the family and friends and then the wider church family. And if you agree with these statements, then at the end, I'd love you to say, we will. So firstly, to the friends and wider family of Sue and Kev, will you commit to nurture, to support and encourage Katie as she grows up, to fulfill the potential that rests in her, and to support Kev and Sue as they care for her? To the members and to the friends of this church family, do you promise that there will always be a place for children here and that you will play your part in offering to Katie and to her family your love, your care, and will you join with Sue and Kev in sharing your faith so that Katie may come to know Jesus for herself?
We will.
Wonderful. Please do sit down. Kev and Sue have asked some people to come and pray for Katie and for the family. So I'd like to invite you up, if you've been asked, to come now and to pray for these wonderful people. Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank you for Katie and all you have already done for her in her life and will continue to do. Help us as a family to always be there for her, to help and guide her in whatever she needs. But more importantly, you walk in her life. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we give you thanks and praise for Sue and Kev and for Paige and Katie and the wider family and Brogan. We know it's been a bumpy road, Lord, but Sue and Kev have remained steadfast and sure in your faith during this time, Lord, and their faith always amazes me. Put your loving arms around them, Lord, and to continue to protect them as Katie grows up into the most beautiful little girl that she is. She lights up the room everywhere she goes. You cannot fail to smile when she's around, and that's the love that Sue and Kev and the family and God have totally poured onto Katie and the family. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, my prayer today is to praise you for blessings on Katie and Brogan. Help us as we walk the journey with Sue, Kevin and family to be the support they need as our friends. Bless Katie today and always. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for today and for Katie. Thank you for all the family and friends that are here. Lord, you know that many of us have walked with Sue and Kev these last years, and we have seen how the power of faith, love, friendship and prayer has strengthened and helped them as Nanny and Granddad to Katie. We thank you for their big, big hearts, and and we pray you will continue to help them in the years ahead and help us to support and love them and Katie as she continues to grow into the amazing little person that we already see her becoming. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this special little girl and ask that you will give Kev and Sue all the wisdom, understanding and energy they need each day as they care for her. As they show your love to Katie, may she also grow up secure in giving and receiving love, and may she one day come to know you as her Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Great. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you all. You're more than welcome to take your seats. You guys can relax. And where's the star? She's all the way. If it's all right, I'm going to track her down, because this is the best part of a dedication, just to give thanks to God for this wonderful person. Katie, let me come up here. So, Katie, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord watch over you and grant you his peace, both today and in the coming days and weeks and months and years ahead. Amen. Amen. Now, we've got to go and see everyone who's come to say hello. Do you think you can do that if we just introduce you? I know you know most of your family here. You know most of them, don't you? But let me just go and have a wander around our church family, because this is Katie, as you know, and you've promised to love and support Katie. And I'm going to hold you because I think we'll get around a bit quicker than that. So, are you going to wave to people as you go along? This is Mandy. This is Jessica. Wow, morning, morning, guys. This is Hoops, Alan, and Margaret, bless you. High five to Alan. Good girl. Wonderful job. Great to see you guys. Good to see you guys as well. Now then, this is your church family. Muriel here is really good at giving hugs. So when you need a hug, you can go and see Muriel. What about down here? Oh, Doreen, bless you. We have a visitor here with us, a very important visitor who is part of this church family for such a long time and loves your grandparents. There you go. Look, there's Doreen. Oh, bless you. Wonderful, wonderful to see you all. This is Katie, as you know, and you've promised to look after her, to care for her, to support her, to bring her up as well in the Christian faith. Do they look all excited, do you think? Are they nice people to be with? I think so. Look, this is the coffee crew back here as well. Say hi to them. Hi, look at that. Wonderful. What a wonderful family. We've got a lot of wisdom sitting down here at the back here with Sally. Hi, guys. Welcome. Welcome. This is Katie. Good to see you. It's Josie as well. Look, South Africans. So if you want to learn a different language, then these are your people. Wonderful to see you all. Hi. Good to see you. Good to see you, Val. Look, this is Katie. There's Doris. Look, she's always good for words of encouragement. Words of encouragement. Here we go. Oof. And then we've got the creative mob down the front here. So if you want to play musical instruments, if you want to do lots of crafty stuff, then you know who to come to. But you are a real blessing, a real miracle today, Katie. And you're very special, aren't you? Very special. Bless you all. There you go. You can go back to Nanny and Grandad. There we go. Wonderful. Great job, guys. So we're going to continue to worship God, to give thanks to God. I've got a couple of little gifts here for Katie. Here's a storyteller Bible book for you, Katie, with all the stories about Jesus in there for you to read. It's quite all right. There's a card, a dedication card, and a special scroll. These are all gifts from the fellowship here at Rayleigh Baptist Church. So God bless you all. Lovely that you came this morning and continue to bless us as a fellowship. So we're going to continue to bring our worship to Jesus by another song. And as Ricky said a bit earlier, the songs this morning, or some of the songs this morning, have been chosen by the family. And The song that we're going to sing now is Cady's Choice. The wise man built his house upon the rocks. And the good news is that there are actions. So even if you don't know the words, you can do some actions. And I've got a couple of people who are going to come up and show us the actions. But let's stand to sing if you're able and you're willing.
And the big children, if you'd like. Anyone? No? Okay. All right. Great. Girls, would you like to come over? Just come and join us down the front here, boys. Lovely. Excellent. Thank you.
Can you hear me? We're there? Oh, yeah, there we are. Good morning, everybody. My name's Claire. We're going to watch a video clip now from a programme called VeggieTales. Some of you might have seen VeggieTales before. It's about a whole bunch of vegetables and they have different characters. Well, today we're going to be looking at one of the characters who's called Madame Blueberry. She's French and she's quite posh. And she's very, very rich. So rich that she can buy absolutely anything she wants. But she's not very happy. And in the clip we're going to see, she's in a supermarket, like a shopping mall, a massive shop that sells absolutely everything. Anything you can think of is in there. And just prior to the clip, she's been watching a little boy. And this little boy has been wanting to buy something that he can't have. He can't afford it. But you know what? He wasn't grumpy about it. He was happy. And he had a thankful heart for what he had. So let's have a little look at the clip.
Well, now Madame was even more confused. How could this little boy be so happy after not getting what he really wanted? And why didn't she feel happy, even so she was getting everything she wanted?
Ah, Madame, I think you're going to enjoy our next aisle. Toaster ovens!
It was at this moment that Madame Blueberry had a revolutionary thought.
I don't need a toaster oven.
Well, of course you don't need a toaster oven. I mean, really, who needs any of this stuff? But I think we both know that you want a toaster oven.
No, I don't. But at last, I think I know what I do want.
What?
I want what that little boy with the ball has, and what the little girl with the piece of pie has.
What's that?
A happy heart.
A what?
A happy heart. They both have happy hearts. What aisle are the happy hearts in?
I'm afraid we don't have those.
Suddenly, it was all becoming clear. Maybe a happy heart does not come from a store. Maybe the kids were right. Maybe a happy heart is a thankful heart.
I've been so foolish. For so long, I have had so much. A roof over my head. Plenty of food. Good friends. But all I wanted was more, more. No more. There's a new Madame Blueberry in town, and she's going to be thankful for what she has.
It's great that Madame Blueberry had a happy heart at the end. Why did she have a happy heart? Why did Madame Blueberry have a happy heart? Rebecca. Because she was thankful, that's right. And we know that Kev and Sue are really thankful today. They've got happy hearts and thankful hearts. They're thankful for Cady, and we've said thank you for Cady. I wonder what you're thankful for. We're going to do a little activity now. I've got some hearts. And in the hearts, I would like you to write something that you are thankful for. Something that you can say, I'm grateful for, thank you for that. Okay, I've got lots of pens and pencils down the front here, and we can give these out so you can have a little go there. And we'll have a look at some of those in a little while to see, what are you thankful for? What would you draw or write in your heart to say that what you are thankful for? Okay.
Brilliant. So if you didn't have the courage to come down earlier, but you'd like to come and join in, please come and join in. That would be great. You're more than welcome. And while you're doing that, We're going to talk a little bit more about that story, but you can write down and draw what you're thankful for. And we're just going to think about that story about Simeon just for a little bit longer. So we know Mary and Joseph went to the temple. They took the baby Jesus with them to the temple to perform the traditions that they were expected to do. And just like maybe some of you, they had an encounter with a strange man. Maybe as you've come into church today, you've met someone that you don't know. And hopefully, unlike Simeon, hopefully he didn't try and steal that child from your arms, which is what Simeon did to Mary. But Simeon was there at the temple, and something amazing happened as they brought Jesus in. Now, Simeon, we heard earlier, Simeon was a good man. He was a righteous man. He was expectant. We see that he was waiting. It says in that Bible story, he was waiting for the Saviour of the world to come. And he believed that the Saviour was going to come. He'd received a promise from God. It says in the Bible, it says that the Holy Spirit had spoken to him and said to him, "You will see the Messiah, the Saviour, Jesus, before you die." Now Simeon, I'm just looking around, Simeon was an old man. And I'm looking around, but I'm confident that he was older than everybody in this room. I think I'm right. He was about, at this point, he was about 120 years old. Anybody over 100? No. Simeon was an old man. And if you are, what did Jonathan say earlier, talking about older people? He said about the less young, didn't he? If you are less young than others, you'll know that you have a sense of this clock ticking. And you're like, I wonder how much time I've got left. And I wonder if I can do the things that I'm supposed to do in the time I've got left. And if someone's made you a promise or owes you some money, you might be thinking, well, I wonder if I'm ever going to see that for myself. Now, Simeon had been given a promise. He'd been promised that he would see the Saviour. He would see the Messiah, Jesus, who had been promised for hundreds of years before. And he'd had this word from God that said, you will see the Saviour with your own eyes before you die. And so he was waiting. He was expectant. He believed that God was as good as his word and God was going to honour that promise. And when Mary and Joseph were taking Jesus to the temple, God speaks to Simeon. So Simeon's, imagine you are Simeon just for a minute. You're just sat at home somewhere. And Mary and Joseph are on their way to church that morning, and you get a word from the Holy Spirit. God speaks to you and says, Simeon, you need to get to church. And what does Simeon do? He doesn't just turn the telly over and go, actually, but the football's on, I think I'll stay here. He says, okay, I'll go. So he gets up and he goes to the temple. God says, go to the temple, and Simeon says, I'm on it, I'm going. And he gets to the temple. And Mary and Joseph walk in and carrying Jesus. And Simeon recognizes this 40-day-old baby. You know what they're like. They all look the same, don't they? More or less. And Simeon sees this baby and he recognizes this is Jesus. This is the one that's been promised. And what does he do? He has a bit of a moment. He picks Jesus up. And he thanks God for him. So he kind of ignores Mary and Joseph for a minute. Just imagine what would happen today. He comes into church and he takes this child and just holds the child. No permission given. No DBS check done. Just holds this child. But he says, thank you, God. Let me read his exact words. I want to get them right. He says, Lord, Father, now I can die in peace. Because you have kept your promise to me, and with my own eyes I have seen what you have done to save your people. He understood. Not only did he recognize this is Jesus, he understood who he was. He was the Savior of the world. That he'd come to save not just Israel, not just God's people in Israel, but actually all of us. Jesus had come for every single one of us. It had been foretold. It had been said for hundreds of years, this is going to happen. The Messiah is going to come. The Saviour is coming. And people were looking out for Jesus. And then here he was. Here he was, the Saviour of all people everywhere in all times, as we heard from Josh earlier. But nobody else noticed who it was. Only Simeon. Only Simeon stood and gave thanks for Jesus in that place. Mary and Joseph went to give thanks, to present Jesus to the Father. Only Simeon recognized who this was. Now, do you remember the fuss? I might offend some people here. I'll be careful. Do you remember all the publicity around Prince William being born? And then all the more when his son was born. This new heir to the throne, potentially this new king had arrived. There was even more fuss, sorry, if you're a royalist. There was even more publicity and furore around it, more excitement around it for little, what is his name, George? For little tiny George, even more for him than for his dad, even though he was further down the line. But this was a new king. And that must be what Simeon felt. This is the king who's come to save us. And here he is, this tiny little baby. But Simeon recognized, the Spirit spoke to him and said, "This is Jesus, the one that I have promised." And I want to just finish on a video clip. I mean, children can watch it as well if you like, but it's for you guys. And I don't want you to miss what happens in this video clip. Okay, it's about two and a half minutes. Let's have a look. At all, you'll know that a new king had been born, that Simba, this tiny little dot of a thing, had been born. And did you notice the way that Rafiki, the monkey, I don't know if it's a monkey, ape type thing, I don't know. Anyway, Rafiki comes and climbs up, and he does some ritual stuff, doesn't he? Not that we've done to Katie this morning. We didn't break open fruit and sprinkle fruit juice on her head and put some dust on her. But we've taken part in tradition and ritual today, in our tradition, and that's what he was doing in that tradition. That he came and he blessed that child, the new king. And then what did he do? He picked it up and held it up. Did you notice that? Just as Simeon took Jesus, gave thanks to God for Jesus. And what did every animal around do when he lifted the king up? They bowed down. They worshipped him. Now, if everybody else in the temple that day with Simeon understood what Simeon understood, everyone would have been on their knees, on their faces, on the floor, in reverence at Jesus. Simeon gave thanks to God for this new king, lifted him high. Now, we didn't quite lift Katie high, but we did pick her up and walk around, and you didn't bow in reverence, even though she's been waving like the queen all day. You didn't bow in reverence, but your faces lit up, just as our faces light up whenever Katie comes in the room. She doesn't even need to come in the room. On a Friday, she sort of announces her arrival in the corridor, and we're like, she's coming in, she's going to come and say hello. Our faces light up, our hearts are full to bursting. And you know what? Every time God looks at any one of us, that's how he feels about us. That's how God feels about each one of us. Simeon came and he gave thanks for Jesus, this new king, the one who'd come to save everyone. Today we've come and we've given thanks for Katie, acting like a queen, and there's nothing wrong in that. She's absolutely a princess, a daughter of the king. But it's right that we come and we be thankful for all that God has done for us. I want to ask you two questions, not for you to answer for me, but for you to just think about. So two things, And then we're going to look at what the children have done. So the first question is, what are you thankful for in your life? What are you thankful for in your life? What blessings have you had? Whoever it might be from. We heard from Sue this morning saying that a member of the church had blessed them. Don't need to say that it's necessarily from God directly, but what are you thankful for in your life? And then the second question is, who do you say thank you to when you are blessed and when you are thankful? Now, children, I'd love to have a look at some of the things that you've put, whether it's drawn or written. Could you come and stand at the front here in a line and look that way and hold up your hearts for us to have a little look at? Come and stand along the front here for me. Thank you. We're going to see what you are thankful for. We saw that cartoon clip earlier, didn't we, with Madame Blueberry, and she had a thankful heart. So what have you said you are thankful for in your heart? Turn around that way and face over there. Brilliant. Thank you. Let's have a look. We won't share all of them. Oh, my goodness. Is that a horse? Oh, it says horse. Good. It is a horse. It is a horse. And some presents. Wonderful. And what have we got here? I won't read it out because it might be a bit personal, but I've read it and know that God knows as well. Brilliant. Thankful for family and some situations. Thankful for your parents and your brother. What have you drawn here? Hold that really high so people might just be able to see it. Really high. Go on. There we go. Look at that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Lots of people that you're thankful for here. Oh, super, super drawings. Thankful for my Nana and the cats. Lovely. Brilliant. Some great stuff there. Thank you. Look at that. Can you see those pictures? They're brilliant, aren't they? Come and have a look at them afterwards if you haven't seen them already. Brilliant. We all have so much to be thankful for. But my question again is, who are you thankful to? Who do you say thank you to? Scripture says that all blessings, all good gifts come from our Heavenly Father. So we're going to give thanks to Him for Katie and for all of the things that you've written and drawn on here. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are so blessed. Lord, if we wanted to read out everything that was on these sheets and talk about all the pictures, it would take us far longer than we have. Lord, thank you that we are so blessed. We thank you for everyone and everything represented on these pictures and those that we have named within our hearts that we know we're thankful for. And Father God, we thank you today especially for Katie. We thank you for Sue and Kev and the family. And Lord, we just pray that you bless them today. Bless their family and their friends. Lord, just bless their socks off today, we pray. May they know your love and your grace. May this be a really special day for them. But Father God, I want to thank you as Simeon did. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he came to save every single one of us, every one of us alive now, and everyone who's yet to be born. Thank you that he came in love, in the form of that tiny baby. But thank you that he fulfilled everything that God had promised he would. Father, we pray that you give us understanding about all that he did. And we pray in his precious name. Amen. Amen. Brilliant. Thank you guys for your pictures. Wonderful. Please take those away with you. Don't leave them here. We would love to see them, but yeah, don't leave them here. Now we're going to stand and we're going to sing a couple of songs to finish. Would you stand and join with me, please? So this next song, you may know, you'll probably recognise. This is Sue's choice. We're going to sing "Amazing Grace." Let's stand and worship God.
And you please do take to your seats. Just before I close the service with a blessing, I just want to say just a very big thank you to you all for coming and for sharing this very special day with Katie and the family. I'm sure I speak on their behalf by wanting to thank you all for supporting them and encouraging them and committing to do that as well. Just to say at the end of the service, there will be refreshments. We have refreshments served at the back of the chapel here. But if you are staying on with Sue and Kevin, just to say that you'll be meeting in what we call the lounge, which is through the double doors to my right here. And you can just make your way through there as and when you're ready for refreshments and bits and pieces like that. Please do stay and just say hi to people and know that you're very much appreciated with us. So let me just close with a blessing as we close this service. Paul was writing to a church in Philippi, and he says this, which seems to resonate very well with our service this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near, so do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus, both today and in the future. Go in peace. Amen. Amen. Lovely to see you.